honored to be down there. I consider it a privilege. And it was really exciting the other night. We were at the meeting, or the other day we were at the last meeting before we came up here. And I was telling the sisters that on Thursday, for the Thursday night meeting, they would be, you know, by themselves as far as not one of the missionaries there. And they were real excited about it, and that's a little bit different than sometimes in the past where they know we're not going to be there. They already get discouraged. And this time they seemed excited that they were going to have more opportunity to share and to see what the Lord does. And so that was a real encouragement. I wanted to read a verse in Philemon. And starting in verse 4, it says, I thank my God, making mention of thee always in my prayers, hearing of thy love and faith which thou hast toward the Lord Jesus and toward all saints, that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. For we have great joy and consolation in thy love, because the bowels of the saints are refreshed by thee, brother. And I was reading this the other day, and a word stuck out to me, and that was the word effectual in verse 6. And it just really stuck out to me, and I looked up in the dictionary just to kind of get more of an idea of what the verse is trying to say. And in one dictionary, effectual said producing or able to produce the desired effect. In another dictionary, it says possessing or exercising adequate power to produce a designed effect. And basically the same thought, but it struck me that it's kind of like two choices. You're either producing or able to produce this desired effect, and you're either possessing or exercising the power that you have to produce the designed effect. Anyway, it really got me wanting to look up about effectual in the Bible and different verses that where God talks about things that we could exercise that will produce the desired effect that I know that He has, so many desired effects for me and for the work and for the brothers. And so it made me think that because of God has so many things, desired effects that He wants for me, And it's obvious, it's a known fact that once we're saved, we have that power in us. It is possessed, it's able to produce His desired effect. But do I desire the same effect, and am I exercising them and producing those effects? And so I wanted to look at a couple verses in 2 Corinthians 1:6. Says, and whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effectual in the enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer. Or whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. And I saw here that the desired effects maybe in this would be endurance and suffering. And I think that's something that God wants me to have, and I'd like to have that. I'd like to be able to endure when suffering comes. But what might need to be exercised or produced is afflictions, either others enduring afflictions so that I can learn from them and become quest. I'm sorry, not quest. That I can have that endurance in suffering, or that maybe I am going to have to suffer afflictions so somebody else can learn endurance. And so that just struck me that these things, these effects that are there and available, they come with a cost. They come with something that needs to be done to produce that effect. And in Ephesians 3:7, says, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of power. And I saw here that although I'm not a minister in the sense of, you know, a preacher, a male minister, I think that we're all ministers of His grace and of His gospel once we received it. And it also made me think that maybe one of the desired effects is just being made what God wants me to be. Not what I think I should be, what position I should have, but letting Him make me what He wants me to be, and I see that what needs to be exercised for that, what I saw was just allowing God's power to work and exercise the gift that He gives, because He says that He says that I've made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of His power. And so that one really struck me too, that just to let what I think I should be or my aspirations aside, and just whatever He chooses that He wants me to be, to let His power work, not to fight it. And then in Ephesians 4, in verses 15 and 16, but speaking the truth in love, I guess I'll start with 14, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into Him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. And here I saw the word effectual, and it struck me that the desired effect here I saw would be that the body of Christ would work and it would edify itself. And I saw that what needs to be exercised for that to happen or produce is that I need to recognize Christ as the head. Just as in a marriage, I have to constantly remind myself that my husband is the head, and that's real hard sometimes. I see you, Michael. But it is. But recognizing that just lets the body of Christ work. Just lets it edify itself. And also unity in the body. Exercising unity is going to allow the body to work as He wants it to, Him being the head, Christ. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 11 says, as ye know how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you as a father doth his children, that ye would walk worthy of God who has called you unto His kingdom and glory. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of man, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. And well, I saw again here that that it's His word working in me is the desired effect. But in order for His word to work in me, I need to be in the word. I need to be truly just every day reading and soaking it in and living in it so that it can work in me. And it says in verse 12 that you would walk worthy of God. And I think that's another a desired effect, you know, that I want to walk worthy of God, even though that sounds like unattainable thing to have, but you know, He wouldn't have said it, I don't think, if it wasn't something that we strive for, that I could strive for. And so I see that the Word of God, reading His Word, exercising that precious gift that He's given me, His Word to me, and seeing what He has for me, will make His Word work in me. And then James chapter 5 and verse 16. It says, confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And, you know, I truly believe that fervent prayer does avail much. I've seen it in my own life. I've seen it in the lives of the brothers there and in your life here. And I know that's the truth, that is something that I possess, that I am able to produce, but it requires me exercising that fervent prayer, producing that fervent prayer that he wants me to do, so that I can avail much, so that I can be profitable and be of some aid to somebody who's having a problem or who just needs prayer. Sometimes that's just all you can do for someone when you don't have the words or even advice to give, is just pray and not and make it a fervent prayer, make it a heartfelt prayer. And then the last verse in 1 Corinthians 16, in verse 9, it says, "For a great door and effectual is opened unto me, and there are many adversaries." And I think here the word effectual is more like a noun instead of a verb. but it really just reminded me of, like I said in the beginning, what a privilege it is to be in Mexico. And I see that great door has been opened, and it's been opened for a long time, and so many people have been touched and just saved and walking with the Lord and making good and right decisions and tough decisions that I've never had to make. And it's encouraging to me. And, you know, they say, when I used to work for a lawyer, and they say in the world, you know, that well, now that guy, he can open doors for you, you know, when you're trying to get something done or you're trying to get something pushed through as far as a document or something. And I just thought about the Lord, how he's opened this door. And it's a great door. It's a wonderful door. And it's sure there's discouraging days and there's things we don't understand. But what a great door. And I just think of the effectual that's opened us. It's like this great opportunity. It's great, you know, just a field just waiting. And I want to be not just able to produce or possess these things to be functioning, but I want to actually function. I want to produce. I want to exercise these things so that his desired effects would come about in my life, and that they'd be my desired effects.